Connect FM 93.5, 95.3.
It's 12:05. Hi there, I'm Mary Lynn with you weekdays, noon to 3.
And I'm Diane Ducey.
We are so happy that we are going to be connecting right now with Parham. Parham, you know Parham from CarX.
Yeah.
And Parham has put together a really cool event called the CarX Crazy K. It is this Saturday at the Champaign Fairgrounds in Crystal Lake Park. And Parham is here to tell us more about it. How are you, Parham?
I am fine. Thanks, Dan. Thanks, Mary. Thank you for having me. You guys are the best.
Well, you're the best. First of all, what I love about this event, we're going to get into the details of why it's so crazy, but this is something that you came up with because you wanted to give back to the community. Tell us more about that.
Well, I have always wanted to do, I've always been part of the community. I always felt like I gave back to the community, but it was always in little pieces here and there. And for years and years and years, me and my wife and back in my brains have been trying to find an event, something that's fun and, more importantly, something that can become an annual event.
Mm-hmm.
And I was giving my friend a ride a couple years ago, picking him up from the Warrior Dash in Chicago, and I picked him up, and he was all dressed up in mud, and there was thousands of people there, and every one of them had a smile. And I thought, this is it. This is what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. And so, I'm sorry, that was July. So then, this is exactly July a year ago. So then, in January, I started working on it, and by God, here we are. August 27th, we're going to do our own.
And what's really cool about this, and if you don't know Parham, Parham owns and operates CarX locations across Illinois, East Central Illinois and Central Illinois. And what this event does is it brings the community together for some fun, a fun race. We've got musical bands or musical acts out there all day long. And 100% of all the proceeds go to charity. And I think that's just phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know how you, if you've been planning this for a year, how crazy has it been?
It's been crazy. The word Crazy K and Crazy Parham go together really well right now.
All right, and let's run down the list of charities.
Charities, absolutely.
Because your goal is to raise $80,000 to go to these charities.
That's correct. That is correct. The charities, and all of them deserve it. And before I name off the charities, I do want to say that there would be hundreds of charities that would be absolutely that I would love to have, and that are all completely charities that definitely are deserving. But you can only do so much. And in fact, in years to come, I have ideas of spreading this out and becoming sort of a community charity event where everybody's welcome to be part of it. But anyway, the charities involved are Crisis Nursery, Habitat for Humanity, Mill Breast Cancer Foundation, Junior League, specifically the Backpack Buddy, the YMCA Larkin's Place, Don Moyen Boys Club, Fellowship of Christian Athletes, and my gosh, I'm missing one, aren't I?
Developmental Services Center.
Developmental Services Center. Of course, Janice would kill me. Yeah, but she's been wonderful, too. And she's the one, actually, that the other day made me a note that says that this is what's putting the FUN fun in fundraiser.
That's right.
Ah, that's a very good way to put it. And really, this event is FUN fun. So explain the crazy part of this Crazy K, because it's a 5K.
Right.
And people, it's not just like a regular 5K race.
No, it's definitely not like a regular 5K race. For starters, you won't be on any streets or pavements. You're going to be on mainly dirt, grass, and mud.
hence why this is out at the Champaign County Fairgrounds, mm-hmm. Right.
There are 11 very cool obstacles that my friends Bob Schimmel and Adam LeGrand designed.
Okay.
They put in hundreds and hundreds of hours on it. They tested them. And honestly, from level of difficulty from one to 10, they're about fives right now. And the reason for that is that we wanted everybody to be able to do it. We needed a lot of people to come out. We'll assess after this year, were they too easy? Can we make them harder? Can there be one or two, very difficult ones? But for right now, they're ones that generally anybody can do. And quite honestly, if you don't want to do it, just walk around it. nobody's going to make you go do it. But they're fun stuff. There's a sprinkler alley. There's a foam car wash. You're going to slide down a foamy mud hill. You're going to crawl through some mud. You're going to go through hay barrels. And then, I'll save a couple surprises for when you come out there and do it. But they're honestly safe. Very safe, fun, and doable for most people.
And the thing is, you don't have to participate. You can help out with this CarX Crazy K simply by coming out and being a spectator and watching those who are crazy enough to do it.
That's right.
We would love to have your $20 donation which is basically we're calling a spectator pass to come out there.
Okay.
And with that, you get lunch and a drink. So, you know, right there is a good value. Everybody who runs in the event, that participates in the event, also gets lunch and a drink in it, and also an oil change from Carex. So that brings the price down and just continuously adding value to it. So it's something that I wanted to figure out a way to give a lot, and you know, of an event, and when people walk away and say, well, I got a lot for my money.
Yeah.
I can't wait for this next year, and I'm going to bring three guys from Chicago down that my buddies from here, and I'm going to tell my buddies from Iowa, they got to come do this thing.
Mm-hmm. Well,
that's the idea.
We're connecting with Parham from CarX about the CarX Crazy K, his big baby. The first annual, it's the first one, hoping to be a wonderful annual event. 100% of the proceeds go to charities, a number of charities here in CU. And if you go to carxcrazyk.com, you can get all of the details about this event. Now, it's coming up on Saturday, and if somebody still wants to put together a team and come out and participate, they can, right?
Yeah, they can. We are allowing, there's a registration company that we hired out of St. Louis that handles the registration, and they're a timing company also. They're the ones that give you the bits and the chips and all that.
Okay.
They are going to allow us to, you know, register people up until 2 o'clock. It's going to be difficult. We'd love to, for them, if they're really going to do it on Friday, so that way their names and everything official will be on the computer.
Okay.
But we're certainly not going to say no to anybody that wants to come and run.
Okay.
We're certainly not going to say no to anybody that just wants to come and watch at any time that they want, especially because we're going to talk in a second about the bands that are playing.
Right.
They're worth the ticket by itself. But, yeah, they can come anytime. We're definitely not going to deny anybody if they want to come and screw around on the course. Please do.
Okay. And
can I say one more thing, though, and that's important?
You bet.
If there's any listeners out there that are saying to themselves they'd love to do this, but they just can't afford it, it's a little bit too much, please call me. I'll make sure you do it. There's no one that can run in this that can't afford it.
Okay. And how, all right, and if people don't know how to get a hold of you,
they can go to the website, contact me on the website, or contact my office. But but if you are thinking that you'd sure love to do this and you just don't have the money to do it, I will not deny that, and I will make sure that you run in this.
Okay.
You do have a lot of different divisions, the open division, team division. This is for groups of 10 or more, and you get $10 off if you do something like that. The high school division, middle school division, and kids fun run for those 9 and younger.
That's the funniest one of all, by the way. That's the one I'm hoping you're going to MC, Diane.
Okay, that sounds fun.
You're going to die laughing.
Now, what time is that kids division?
The kids one is at 9.
9
I think we're up to like 30 kids running, and that is really just going to be funny.
I'll be there.
This is truly an all-day event, so you can spectate at any time,
sure.
You know, basically 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the fairgrounds.
Well, at 8 until 5, the race it ends at 4, but the boat trunks then start playing the post-party.
Okay.
The post-party gathering, gala, whatever you want to call it. The boat trunks start playing at 5.
All right. And now, Diane, you are going to be emceeing some of the events.
That's right. I'll be there early on in the evening or in the morning. And then later on, I'll be at the Sweet Corn Festival for the Motor Muster. But this is going to be a blast. I've been at the last 4 or 5K events around the area. And I've always, when I'm working the mic, like last week at Muhammad's half marathon event, 650 runners, I got so many cards handed out saying, CarX Crazy K, you got to hit this website. And people are really
Diane,
excited.
What you're going to have to do, since you've done all these 5Ks, you're going to have to rank them for me.
Okay, I can do that. And there's a costume
from 1 to 5, number 1
too, right? I mean,
let's put some competition.
That sounds good. And the costume contest certainly makes this a unique event,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, $250 to the winning contest. I will randomly throughout the day select people that I think are good, and we'll probably get 20 costumes that we like on stage at 5 o'clock, and we'll have the crowd vote for them.
All right, so we've got Diane emceeing. We had Tommy G from the Brat Pack on. This is his last weekend with the Brat Pack, and so he's going to be performing with the Brat Pack from 10 to 2 at the Crazy K, and then
Brat Pack's 10 to 1.
10 to 1. Okay, you've got Sister Groove and the Crosstown Jam. What time are they?
They are at 1:30 to 4, and they're from Bloomington. They are an awesome band from Bloomington. Very live, very, very energetic.
They are. In fact, one of my buddies is the bass
player.
They play
right here all the time.
Awesome.
Yeah, Rick Hallberg. And then the boat drunks, like you said, kind of wrap everything up at 5. And you pay $20 to get in, you get free lunch, and you get to hang out and listen to the music and have some fun.
And with that $20 wristband, you get to come and go as you please.
Okay. And
so you don't, you know, you don't have to keep to. If you need to leave for love, you'll get a wristband and come later. Oh. Whatever you want to do.
Well, really nice. That's very nice. And again, all 100% of the proceeds, your money is going to help the charities here in Champaign-Urbana. And you can see the list of charities at carxcrazyk.com.
And people can pop by a local CarX to get more details, get their wristbands,
sure.
get their pass.
Oh, get all that
and
stuff
get
in
registered
advance,
right now.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Boy,
absolutely.
Is there anything else that we've left out? Oh, I know. Yesterday, our own Ryan Monahan revealed that she is on the Real Housewives of CU team.
I can't wait to see what she's wearing. I know they're wearing costumes.
Exactly.
And that's kind of cool. What, can you recall any of the other fun names of teams?
Oh, my God. The Lady Gaga's, the Sugar Shack.
Okay.
The Trippin' Dead, the Running Dead, the Mud, Sweat, and Beers. I mean, actually, when you go on the website, there's like 90 teams, and you can see... I mean, okay. Some hilarious names. That's really funny. But you did say if there was one more thing. Well, the only thing I would like to say is that I cannot do it individually would be thank you to all of the volunteers ahead of time, because I won't get a chance to say this to me. All the hundreds of volunteers that are going to be helping me throughout the weekend, and, of course, the directors of the charities that I've been working with, they all know who they are. And I just can't thank them enough for the support. And when I was really down and sad and worried that only 50 people were going to show up, they gave me great encouragement, and now here we are almost close to 1,000 people. So.
All right. Well, a fantastic thing. Thanks to you for all that you're doing to help the charities here in our community. Thank you for giving back the way you are and all the blood, sweat, and tears that you've put into this, Parham. And we look forward to seeing you Saturday at
That's
the CarX Crazy K.
Thank you guys so much for your time and doing your part in helping us. Because without your voices and letting us talk on the air, we can't get the message out clear. So thank you.
All right.
You
hey,
take care.
CarXCrazyK.com for more information. And with that, it's time for Cardinals baseball here on Connect FM.